You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome to this edition of the Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill. This time looking ahead to the action that is coming up on Monday the 15th of October. And after a weekend where jumps racing was just starting to creep back into the equation, we've got lots of flat action coming up on Monday. Kempton, Musselburgh, Windsor, some of the meetings we'll be featuring on Racing Radio, in addition to Yarmouth as well. So lots of winners to be found in the studio. Tom Morley and Lord John Budden will be trying to find those winners for you throughout the afternoon. But here on the podcast, my name's John Gibby, joined by Paddy Aspel to take a look at the day's action. Hello, Paddy.
How are you doing, John?
Yeah, not bad, thanks. Good to have you with us on the podcast once again. We'll get your two selections for Monday's racing very shortly. But first of all, I did mention that we had a lot of good quality jumps racing over the weekend. And that included the Grade 2 Persian War Novices Hurdle. It's the first Grade 2 of the new jump season. And we saw Secret Investor come out on top for Paul Nichols and Harry Cobden in the end. And he only led close home in the end, but it was a good performance, bringing up the hat-trick. And do you think he's now going to go on and become a successful leading novice hurdler this season?
Yeah, that was a good effort by Secret Investor, because he had to sort of prove that he was going to handle the slower conditions at Chepstow today. But, I mean, the horse of Jamie Snowden's, who, you know, I won't say was given a freebie on the front end, Double Treasure. He always goes from the front, but he certainly wasn't given a hard time. He's a fine big stamp of a horse who Jamie Snowden has placed very, very well since he sent him back over hurdles this summer. Managed to land a couple of relatively soft novice hurdles with a fair bit of ease. I doubted whether he merited a mark of 140 going into this race, but he clearly showed today that he does, because both him and the winner of Paul Nichols' Secret Investor, they pulled miles clear of the third horse here. And Secret Investor, having his first run since having a wind up, this six-year-old gelding, although he had the running rail, the standside rail to run against in the finish, he was quite strong to the line. And for me, the fact that Jamie Snowden's horse justified this mark of 140, he has run to a fair old level here. And I mean, it was disappointing that we lost Coolanley early doors, because it would have been interesting to see how this previous course bumper winner had fared out, because I think he's not a bad horse at all. But the fact that the gap that they put back to the third horse, it really enhanced the performance of these two, and he is really starting to put it together now, this Secret Investor. And that's three races on the bounce that he's won, and it really just does seem to be happening for him. But I'm also keen to see how Jamie Snowden's horse is going to go if Connections decide to send his horse back over the larger obstacles, because he's a fine big horse with plenty of substance, and I think could make up into a fine chaser during the winter. But all in all, pretty decent performance. But the one thing about Chepstow, I would say today, is that it is looking to be that sort of on the front end is the place to be. It's difficult for horses to come from behind and mount a challenge, but nonetheless, still very decent performance by the first two there in the Persian War.
Do you think that going forward, some of the horses we've seen out, not only in the Persian War, but over the weekends, when, obviously it's very, very early to be talking about end of season targets, but they could potentially be at a disadvantage, because it is still relatively early for them to be bought out at this point of the season, and other fresher horses as we progress through the season might find a little bit more than them?
Yeah, well, James mentioned in studio earlier as well about an awful lot of trainers are going to have their hands tied as regards galloping horses on grass and schooling horses, and we've probably got to take into account that an awful lot of these horses are really going to benefit from their seasonal reappearance, both fitness-wise and jumping-wise. So we probably are going to see some strange results getting thrown up, but for now, I think, you know, we've seen over this last sort of few days that the rain has arrived, so we're going to start to see the proper National Hunt type starting to come out now. And like I say, the Charlie Hall meeting isn't far off at Wetherby. It's not their first meeting, but there's their second meeting a bit later in the month. But and that's sort of the real indicator for us that the National Hunt season is well and truly underway.
I look forward to the new jump season, and you can of course hear it all on Racing Radio. But we'll turn our attention to Monday now, Paddy, into the flat. You've got two selections for us, and I believe they both run at Musselburgh.
Yeah, a couple of selections up there tomorrow. I mean, like I mentioned a minute ago, it's getting towards the end of this flat season where these horses have had a busy year. The ground is starting to just turn now, so it can throw up some funny old results, to be honest. So, you know, you've always got to tread carefully for sure. But I like recent form. I'm always a bit of a believer in recent form, especially when you're getting to this time of the year, because, like I said, racing can throw up some funny old results. But my first selection, John, was in the 250 up at Musselburgh, and I've gone for the filly of Tim Easterby's right down the bottom here for Dave Allen. Now, this filly, Supplelette, was well fancied and well punted at Newcastle last week, albeit it was over 6 furlongs. They step her back up to 7 tomorrow off a 5-pound higher mark, but she was given a very, very confident ride at Newcastle last week, and she was very strong to the line and certainly wasn't stopping that day. She's got 8 stone 12 on her back tomorrow, but Tim Easterby's horses, I've been saying all along, I can't believe how incredibly well these horses have held their form all summer, both on the all-weather, on the grass, and even his jumpers. Unbelievable. And I think Supplelette, filly in form, 5-pound rise to deal with, but the sort of fashion that she won in at Newcastle just last week, I think she goes there with every chance tomorrow over 7 furlongs from stall 4.
So put that then for Paddy in that 250, and your other selection runs just half an hour later.
Yeah, in the 320, there was a few here I liked, to be honest, John. I thought he had another of Dave Allen's mounts. Didn't really happen for this chap back at 6 furlongs in the Silver Cup at the Air Western meeting last time, but the fact of the matter is here, he's very well drawn to attack from 1. The connections have gone back up to his much preferred trip. And the other one I liked also was the solid horse at the top, Muntadab, who won this race last year. And I mean, he is drawn out in stall 10, but he has got Oakley Brown on his back to take 7 pounds. He's got 9 stone 10, so that will bring him down to 9 stone 3. So it certainly brings him into the race. He's a very, very tough horse, but, you know, he can be a little bit wishy-washy, and he can be very good or he can be very bad. But he is a previous course and distance winner. But the one I actually ended up going with was Jed O'Keefe's 3-year-old here, Air Red. I was really, really taken with this horse when he won at Newcastle last year. He's a fine big stamp of a horse. 8 stone 13 on his back tomorrow, but the thing here is that the handicapper has given him a slight drop, and Jed O'Keefe has just had a little tinker with his wind, and I think this will really help this horse because he's a big lad, and, you know, just of late he has been going through the motions and struggling a little bit, because previous to that his form had been pretty tidy. But I think if the wind up has the desired effect from stall 5, Jack Gardy knows this horse well, and Jed O'Keefe, very, very capable trainer, both on the level and over obstacles. I think he's got a real nice one here in Air Raid. He has got a bounce back, but he's a horse, I think, off a mark of 93 with a fair bit of potential to improve.
All right, then, for Paddy in that 3:20 at Musselburgh on Monday. Musselburgh and the rest of the day's action live on Racing Radio. But that's the end of today's edition of the podcast. Paddy, thanks for joining us.
No problem, John. Thank you.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.